Hello and welcome. If you've ever felt knee-deep in rows and columns trying to launch a machine learning project, you're not alone. When data gets dense and models get complex, visualization is the lifeline. Not just pretty charts, how we spot outliers, uncover relationships, and tell a clear story fast enough to matter. Today, we're going head-to-head with two standouts for ML workflows, Tableau and Power BI. They're popular for a reason: robust features, wide adoption, and a focus on making complex data understandable. Both have evolved for ML. Tableau leans into Python R integrations and deeper stats. Power BI tightens with Azure ML and automated insights. Let's compare them across six criteria that matter for ML. First, user experience. Tableau feels like a canvas you're painting with data. It's fluid for exploratory analysis when you need quick iterations, custom views, story points, and seamless detail toggling. If you're a visual thinker doing EDA, those aha moments come fast. Power BI feels like a report builder with a familiar Microsoft touch. If you live in Excel and Microsoft 365, it's instantly comfortable. It's great for structured, refreshable reporting standard across teams. Second, data integration. Tableau is a universal translator. Databases, cloud platforms, files, APIs, streaming, plus custom connectors with the web data connector. Perfect when your ML data sits in multiple places. Power BI shines with native Azure integration. Data Lake, Synapse, SQL Server, Fabric, and real-time scenarios via Azure Stream Analytics. If your pipelines are in Microsoft land, it snaps into place with minimal friction. Third, performance. Tableau's Hyperengine is responsive with large, messy datasets, wide tables, billions of rows, complex calculations. That speed helps when slicing features or residuals by segment. Power BI can be blazingly fast with premium capacity, well-modeled semantic layers, and compute pushed to Synapse or Fabric. Skip modeling and tuning, and large-scale exploration can slow down. Reality check: clean, model, and summarize upstream to maximize speed in both. Fourth, advanced analytics and ML. Tableau integrates with Python and R via TabPy and RServe. You can call scripts from calculated fields, score models on the fly, and visualize predictions alongside raw data. Want partial dependence plots or custom explainability? Build them in Python and surface natively. Tableau also connects with Einstein Discovery for guided ML insights in dashboards. Power BI pairs tightly with Azure ML. Publish models, run batch scoring, pull predictions with lineage and governance. It supports AutoML, cognitive services, and Python R visuals. You can surface explainability like feature importance from Azure ML. Power Query's M language is strong for shaping data, and the semantic model standardizes metrics across the org. Fifth, collaboration, governance, deployment. Tableau Server and Cloud offer sharing, subscriptions, certified data sources, and row-level security. It's straightforward to build a governed gallery of trusted sources while enabling analysts to explore. Versioning, permissions, refreshes, battle-tested. Power BI brings deployment pipelines, workspaces, apps. Active Directory integration, sensitivity labels, lineage views, and centralized governance. Great for regulated industries. For ML, that means stakeholders can trust drift metrics, prediction summaries, and performance dashboards. Sixth, cost and licensing. Tableau's Creator, Explorer, Viewer tiers can add up, but you get flexibility and power. Power BI Pro is relatively inexpensive, often bundled with Microsoft 365. Premium unlocks scale and advanced features. The hidden cost for both is time to integrate, model, and maintain. If you're already paying for Azure and Microsoft 365, Power BI's marginal cost is attractive. If your data is heterogeneous and your team lives in Python R, Tableau may return value faster. Let's get practical. Early ML phases, EDA and feature discovery, Tableau's canvas is fantastic. Connect, build scatter plots with color and size encoding. Add trend lines. Use parameters to test hypotheses. Outlier detection and distribution checks become quick, visual, and intuitive. In Power BI, lean on Power Query for repeatable transforms. Then build a set of visuals stakeholders can refresh as new data arrives. For reusable EDA templates across projects, Power BI's semantic model gives you a consistent foundation. Model evaluation, both shine. In Tableau, build ROC and precision recall curves, calibration plots, lift charts, and small multiples by segment or time. Embed Python to score a holdout set and adjust thresholds with a parameter slider. In Power BI, surface metrics from Azure ML experiments, add data quality and drift indicators, and publish a clean performance report for product and risk teams to consume daily. Production monitoring. Power BI pairs neatly with real-time Azure pipelines, stream predictions, trigger alerts on drift thresholds or latency spikes, and govern access at scale. Tableau handles real-time updates too, especially via server, and excels for exploratory diagnostics when something breaks and you need to dig fast. Storytelling and stakeholder communication. Tableau encourages narrative flows, chapters, annotations. Guided insights. Great for walking execs through model behavior and feature importance. Power BI excels at standardized reporting at scale. Think a company-wide model health app with role-based views, governed metrics, and easy distribution. So, which should you pick? If your organization is deeply invested in Microsoft, pipelines in Azure, collaboration in Microsoft 365, models in Azure ML, Power BI is the natural choice. You'll move faster with less friction. And governance will be easier. If you need the most flexible exploratory environment, you're stitching together many data sources, or your team leans on Python and R, Tableau often feels like home. Its speed in visual exploration and custom analytics embedding can surface insights earlier in the ML lifecycle. Here's a quick playbook to get value fast, regardless of the tool. Start with a question, not a chart. What failure modes must you avoid? What decision will this model inform? Build a rapid EDA board, distributions, correlations, missing this heat maps, and outlier views. Lock in data quality before tuning hyperparameters. Add a model evaluation board, ROC-PR curves, confusion matrices by segment, calibration plots, and cost-sensitive thresholds. Chip a monitoring board, data drift, target drift, performance by cohort over time, and real-time alerts. Close with a storyboard for stakeholders. What the model learned, where it struggles, and recommended actions. Still torn? Try this experiment. Take a real data set from your pipeline. Give yourself 2 days and build the same three dashboards, EDA, model evaluation, and monitoring in both tools. Don't aim for perfection. Aim for speed to clarity. Which one gets you to trustworthy, explainable insight faster with the least friction? That's your answer. In the end, visualization is how we turn raw numbers into shared understanding. It's how we avoid chasing the wrong signal and earn trust in our models. Whether you choose Tableau, Power BI, or a mix, the win is a visualization practice that keeps your ML work honest, explainable, and actionable. Thanks for listening. Here's to more insights, fewer blind spots, and a lot more confidence in the models you put into the world.